Chapter 3. Nekhludov. When Maslova, wearied out by the long walk, reached the building, accompanied by two soldiers, Prince Dmitri Ivanovich Nekhludov, who had seduced her, was still lying on his high bedstead, with a feather bed on top of the spring mattress, in a fine, clean, well-ironed linen nightshirt, smoking a cigarette, and considering what he had to do today, and what had happened yesterday. Recalling the evening he had spent with the Karchagins, a wealthy and aristocratic family whose daughter everyone expected he would marry, he sighed, and, throwing away the end of his cigarette, was going to take another out of the silver case, but, changing his mind, he resolutely raised his solid frame and, putting down his smooth white legs, stepped into his slippers, threw his silk dressing gown over his broad shoulders, and passed into his dressing room, walking heavily and quickly. There he carefully cleaned his teeth, many of which were filled with tooth powder, and rinsed his mouth with scented elixir. After that, he washed his hands with perfumed soap, cleaned his long nails with particular care, then, from a tap fixed to his marble washstand, he let a spray of cold water run over his face.